Are you worried about the stock market falling? Well, you're not alone. Bearish sentiment at historic highs in this week's Fastest 4 Minutes in Finance. Hello, and thanks for joining us again this week. I'm Scott Inman. It's been a couple of weeks that were pretty rough in the stock market as investors are worried about the effects of President Trump's tariff plan, economic data suggesting the economy is slowing down, and the cooling of exuberance over artificial intelligence. At the time of this recording, the S&P 500 is down 3% over the past week and is now negative year to date. The Dow Jones has dropped 1.8% in the past week and is slightly positive year to date. And the tech-heavy NASDAQ, well, it's down more than 4% in the past week and more than 5% since January 1st. Weekly sentiment survey data from the American Association of Individual Investors released late last week revealed that investors are really sour on the stock market. The percentage of individual investors who are bullish about short-term market expectations is 19.6%. 60.6% of investors surveyed were bearish. That's the highest bearish reading since September 2022 and the third highest in the past 10 years. LPL Research tracks all this for us, and they pay particular attention to the spread between bullish and bearish sentiment. Last week, it was negative 41.2%, and that is pretty significant. Take a look at this chart. You can see that the gap between bearish and bullish investors doesn't get this wide very often and has plummeted just since January. So what's changed? There hasn't been significant change in the inflation rate, unemployment rate, or even interest rates. I think this comes down to Trump's tariff talk becoming a tariff reality. And there is real worry over the tariff impact on the economy, and it is a specific headwind. But the reality is, when investors get this worried about the stock market, it's actually good news historically. Take a look at this chart. On the far left, you'll see that when the bull-bear spread is negative 31 or worse, which occurs only 4.1% of the time, the 3-month, 6-month, and 1-year returns of the S&P 500 index has been positive. In fact, LPL tells us the average returns of all 3 time periods are higher than the overall average of the index. And I can't help but look at the other side of the chart. There you'll find that the reverse is true. When the bull-bear spread is widest in favor of bullish sentiment, the index returns are slightly positive over 3 months, but negative on average 6 months and 1 year later. The bottom line is that what we think will happen rarely does in the short term when it comes to the stock market. It's another reminder to all of us not to sell on fear or buy on exuberance, but continue to have a long-term investment strategy that includes a consistent contribution rate in your pre-retirement years with more diversification as you reach financial independence. Thanks for listening.
You should personally consult a financial advisor before making any investment, and no strategy can assure success. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA SIPC. Investment advice offered through Independent Advisor Alliance. Independent Advisor Alliance and GenWealth Financial Advisors are separate entities from LPL Financial.